The Aliyah of Ha'azinu, which we're dealing with, introduces a name for Bnei Yisrael, which is not found in many places. In fact, the four places that it occurs three times here at the end of Sefer Dvarim, once here and twice in Parashat Zot HaBracha, and one other time in Yeshayahu. It's not a common name. It's something that people from Tinek, so you're familiar with, Bnei Yeshurun, right? But Yeshurun is a name of Klal Yisrael, and it's used here in the negative, but it's going to be used in Zot HaBracha very much in the positive. I'll start with Zot HaBracha. In the Vayhi Bishurun Melech Bihitasef Rashei Am Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. Right? When there was a king in Israel, right? And that is the introductory, right after Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Marasha Kilat Yaakov, Vayhi Bishurun Melech, it comes together. In fact, the term Yeshurun, right, comes from what root? Yashar. And what's the un at the end? Along the lines of Zvulun. But not only Zvulun, sometimes it's the un and sometimes it's the on. Something like Etzion, for those people like myself who made the commute this morning. Or from Tzion. Right? What is that on? What is that Shimon, for that matter? What is the on or the un? What does that do to the word? It says it's basically the essence of that. In other words, it is the, if you will, the yeshurunis it becomes not merely a quality, but becomes the defining characteristic. That is the idea, that suffix in Hebrew, that's what it does. So Yeshurun means the very essence of the epitome of Yashar, of being straightforward and straight path. That is the essence of Klal Yisrael. Now this idea of Yeshurun, so famously in his introduction to Sefer Bereshit, so the Nitziv talks about why the Avot were called Yisharim. And he says they are called Yisharim because they dealt with people, no matter who they were, in a straightforward manner. They held true to their principles, but they did not use those principles as a means of dividing themselves from everyone else. And as a result, they were able to stand as exemplars for what it means to be yashar, what it means to be able to va'asita yashar v'hatov be'inei Hashem Elokecha, to do what is upright and good in the eyes of God. As opposed to the, which we'll talk about in Ha'azinu as well, Dor Ikesh Ufitalto, the twisted generation. And the twisted generation, he says, is the generation that is defined by Sinat Chinam. Sinat Chinam and the end of Bayit Sheni. Not so much, now's not time to talk about what does Sinat Chinam mean, but a sense of factionalism. A sense of that whatever I believe in, if you don't show the exact same ideals, so I view you as a mortal enemy. That is ikesh. That's ftalto. That's twisted. Yashar is to stand for who you are, never to compromise. And I stress that. Don't compromise your values. But nevertheless, to hold true to them without necessarily being judgmental of the other. That is the idea of Yashar. And here we bring, that is the epitome of Klal Yisrael. That is our goal. And if you will, that is, it's a play on words perhaps of Yisrael that comes from the root of Sar, Kisarita, Ve'elohim, Va'adashim, Va'tuchal, that you have ruled over, you have been able to be victorious over, angel and man, Yaakov is told, and that's why he earns the name Yisrael. But Yashar, as opposed to Yasar, right, is to take that and not to lord it over, to be straightforward. That is the epitome of what being a Jew is all about. And I come back to our parsha. Vayishman Yishurun Vayivat. Here, the Torah says, what happened? Everything is given to you. The preceding psukim talk of almost endless bounty that God bestows upon us. And it becomes, instead of taking that opportunity and making the most of it, to show how you can, in that kind of environment, you can shine as Yashar. Instead, it's Vayishman Yishurun Vayivat. You grow fat, you grow complacent, you rebel, and you do everything that is not Yashar. Here, Vayishman Yishurun means that you take opportunities that are given to you and you throw them away. Instead of being able to stand for truly what a Jew is supposed to stand for, you use that and you become as corrupt and as crooked as anyone else. And we, today, we stand at a similar junction. Now, Klal Yisrael has done a very good job throughout the centuries, an incredible job. Some would say that it is, if you ask me, and personally, I sometimes say it as well, you know, if you ask why it is that you have a proof that God exists, it's the fact that we're standing here talking about it at all. Right? That there is such a entity as Klal Yisrael after so many thousands of years of persecution. We don't do that badly when we're persecuted. But when things are going well, in terms of holding true to our values, taking that opportunity, making the most of it, so we don't always do quite as well. And here we are, given this juncture at this point in time, both personally for almost all of us, communally, in terms of the country, opportunities that were unthought of and unheard of not too long ago. And the question is, are we going to become truly what Yishurun represents, truly Yisharim? Or God forbid, we'll fulfill this pasuk and not be able to live up to those opportunities. Breakfast, Shirim, at